Scandal, betrayal, heartbreak. These are the things we'll be discussing today on Relative Pitch.
I'm sick of with the way the intros have been going for the past couple of episodes. You know what? It is the time to live life on the lighter side. So I guess, you know, I keep going. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Don't destroy anybody's happiness, Anthony.
Mm-hmm. My joy. My joy.
My job, though. I think that's my job.
Someone has to kind of keep us, like, grounded. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate grounded.
I'll never be grounded. I'm like the person off of Korra. I'm untethered from the world.
Come on.
Cultural appropriation.
No, that wasn't a mind. Zaheer. What a beautiful name. Zaheer.
Zaheer. Zaheer. Oh, well, Zaheer we are. Our new episode. Oh, I'm on something. I don't know. All right. Well, howdy. So, well, wow, it is basically, we're pushing to summertime, right? It's that time of the year where, I don't know, are exams starting yet? Are people going, doing things?
In the college realm, it's, well, for the ones that are not on your quarterly system, this is the end of the semester. Projects are coming. Finals are like next week. It's kind of going crazy. I put on my cap and gown for the first time yesterday. And OMG, like another graduation. This time, knock on wood, I can actually walk across the stage this time because, you know, in 2020, when I had my last graduation, I saw my name go on the screen for 2 seconds and they told me I graduated. So here we are.
Amen. Y'all,
I have to learn how to put that hood on. I just remember that.
It's so easy. They'll teach you. I have 4 countdown calendars on my phone. One for the end of one institution, one for the end of another job, one for the end of Chattanooga, and one for the start of the cruise. Because, baby, I'm counting down the days.
Not the days.
Same.
Listen, it's that time. That's one thing I will have to say. Me being East Coast girly and you like a semesterly girly, and now being on this quarter system, I hate it. Like, at first, I thought it was cute because I was like, oh, like I could just go all the way up until September because we don't start until the end of September. The end of September. But that means we go until the beginning of June.
Right, yeah.
Of June. So that kind of sucks. This is beautiful. It's a beautiful day outside. You can see the light pouring in. No one wants to be in class. I'm sorry. No one wants to be in class. Like,
I don't right now. I want to be by the pool. I mean, it's raining here currently, but I want to be by the pool, you know, drinking and conversing. Right.
Yeah, but we're pushing through. We're almost there. So if you're in your exams right now, put your head down. Get into it.
And also to my college age students, you know, also be very, enjoy your time right now because, you know, it seems like it's a stressful time with finals and stuff, but like there are going to be way more stressful times in your life to come ahead.
So
study and, you know, do all the things, but still enjoy yourself too. Enjoy yourself. Because, like, I remember when we had undergrad finals that we were stressing about, but we still had a good time while doing it. Like, we were still, you know, we're still being us. So don't feel like you have to kind of isolate yourself. Don't ever do anything in isolation because then it will only make it even worse.
I vividly remember this, as Anthony was saying, like, make sure you're having a good time. Me and Lauren, we're getting ready for juries our freshman year in the spring semester. And it was like 12 o'clock and we still weren't tired. So we went to Walmart, got some brownie mix, made brownies, Went and did a little cute practice session, got kicked out of the building by some policemen, and then came back, took a 30-minute nap, and went and did our juries.
Yep, I remember that. And to make it even more fun, the next day I was supposed to, because I usually went home immediately, like as soon as I could go home to Augusta,
Same.
I left. And so the next, I was supposed to leave the next day after that, but it the same thing happened that night. I could not go to sleep, and I was like, what happened if I just like, it was like midnight. I was like, what would happen if I just like went home to Augusta right now? And someone was like, why not? And I was like, and I did. I literally drove, and it was the shortest drive ever from Atlanta to Augusta because it
Traffic.
was no traffic. No traffic. I just showed up at home 2 a.m., got in my bed, scared the shit out of my mom. Sorry, mom. Like, because she didn't know who was out in her house in my bed. But I got to wake up in my bed at home.
Yes.
Amazing.
I do really like, I don't, this is just something for me, especially back then. I love a nighttime drive. Like, that was the only way I would venture from home to Kennesaw is a nighttime drive. Because if you are in a big city and your college is in a big city like Atlanta or LA or Houston, Dallas, all those, you know, heavy density population places, driving during the day is like hell on earth. Like, it really tests your patience. And for
More
some
than
people, they're fine with that. Like, you know, some people, they'll put on a podcast, they'll put on some music. Some people, you know, I know people who like will study music while they're driving. So, like, they're like listening and they're, you know, connecting or they're like knowing their parts. That's not me. As I'm sitting in the traffic, I'm trying to figure out how all the ways I can bull rush every single car in front of me off the road. And then
Amen.
get a ticket, but not get a ticket and not go to jail. And I don't want to kill nobody either, but I just want to get you out the way. That's it.
Right.
So, you know, a night drive, and honestly, you can take those night drives as a place to kind of decompress your brain, you know, because it's just you on the road. Decompress. Decompress.
I will say, if you hear me listening to music in the car, like classical music, just know I have a gig coming up and I have not looked at it.
Right.
Because that's my way of osmosising into my brain. Be like, I get the fingerings now. I'm transposing now.
A
Oh, this
double.
was supposed to sound like, okay, heard. Yeah, because other than that, you ain't, no.
Not
Not
out.
in my
What it is, I don't know. I may be in the per in a very particular mood to listen to something very specific, and that's probably the time that I'll put some like classical on in the car, you know? Other than that, who
I do
knows?
listen to band music. For me and music, I get into spurts. So like just yesterday, I just saw an ensemble and there's this one of the band directors, his name was Elijah. And for some reason, Elijah's Rock, the spiritual Elijah Rock came into my head. And I was like, I gotta listen to the choral version of Elijah Rock. And I was bumping that all the way back home by Moses Hogan. And you know, like I get into spurts of music. And then some days it's like I only want to hear band music. So I'm like putting up some Maslanka, I'm putting up some Bells for Sikowski or some Entrada. Like it's everything. And then on Monday through the rest of the week, I'll listen to Cowboy Carter on repeat.
Still,
Oh, I
still,
made Anthony do this, Lauren.
yeah.
Rank your Beyonce albums.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm not doing that on here. That is
Ah!
certain.
Rank it. Rank them.
Nope.
Said
We
I'm
got
not.
bigger fish to fry.
Everybody knows that I am a Beyonce fanatic. I will be glad to rank my albums.
Okay, rank them.
Okay. And this is my ranking. Let me look. I have to. Wait, hold on, because y'all finish
You
up.
got to tell them.
This is my ranking. First of all, there is no bad Beyonce album. I love
Heard.
them all. I have actually been alive and of age when Beyonce has released every album. So I was there with her every album, including Destiny's Child, but that's different. So my number one album is Renaissance. Renaissance for me was the it just represented so much of me. R&B, dance, bounce, all of that type of music I just love, and it just was great. Always for me, my second is self-titled 2013. Like, I truly remember the world stopped for me when she released an album with no promo, no nothing. That 2013 December, couple of days before Christmas, here's an album and all the visuals. I will just never forget that album. Never in the world forget that album. Then we go to, oh, hold on. Number three, then will be B-Day. I love B-Day. B-Day, no skips, beginning to end. I was also with her, like that was when she was young and I was young. That's my girl.
Y'all were you
Number four is Cowboy Carter. I really
mm.
enjoy Cowboy Carter. So it's in my top four. Then we will go to Crazy in Love, Dangerously in Love, I mean, Dangerously in Love.
Yeah.
Then we will go to, I Am Sasha Fierce. No, four, I Am Sasha Fierce.
Four. Excuse
Thank
me.
you.
Then I am Sasha
So
Fierce.
I'm a late bloomer to the Beyoncé. I'm 2013 and after. Mine are Lemonade, Renaissance. What?
Where was Lemonade on yours, Anthony?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I knew I was forgetting one. I knew I was forgetting one. Lemonade would go actually before after B-Day, before Crazy, Dangerously in Love. Like, and let me explain this, because some people see Lemonade as like Beyoncé's pinnacle album. And for me, like, I don't know if it was the time that I was living in. I don't think myself and Lemonade were met. Normally, when Beyoncé releases an album, it's like, that's exactly what I'm going through right now. Like, and so we are kind of like conjoined. Me and Lemonade, we were like, I like it, but self-titled was this, you know, with the visuals, with the storytelling. I love how she introduced storytelling within Lemonade, and I really respect that art. But for me, if I was going to just be listening,
Right.
yeah.
Fair. Fair.
So
Michael.
I love Lemonade. I love Lemonade. So Lemonade's number one. Renaissance is number two. Self-titled, then Cowboy Carter.
Jeez. All right, Lauren, we've all gone.
Lauren, you could do me and just do 2013 and after.
Right, you can do your top four. You don't have to rank them all.
I think top four, it would be. That's hard.
No, it is difficult. It's difficult.
Like, Cowboy Carter is really sneaking up for me for a
Yep.
lot of different reasons. So, like, I would say in this moment, right now, it would be Cowboy Carter, Lemonade. Renaissance. Oh, that's hard. Because self-titled is amazing and it doesn't deserve to be at number four, but none of them, all of them feel so powerful in their own way. Like,
Yeah.
it's hard to rank these.
It
It's
is very hard to make them.
Yeah. Honestly, Beyonce, and I love the fact that we have these debates more than she does. You know what I mean? Like, she's probably just like, why are people doing this? But like, I don't know. I feel like she just creates for us within time. Like she just has, she's such an artist.
An
I think
artist.
that's what I appreciate the most about her. She's such an artist and it doesn't feel like any project she has next is trying to up the next one. Sometimes I do feel that way with like certain artists, especially like the young up and coming ones. They want to be like, ooh, boom, like this will show that like I grew. I feel like for her, it's not about that. It's about how she's feeling
Moment.
in that time, in that moment. And she gets a lot of criticism for like not doing it all. We've talked about this. And I feel like people, it's because people see her as something other than human. Actually, a lot of the time they see her not as a person herself, but like an entity,
Yeah.
which she, I mean, she is, it's Beyonce, right? Like it's Beyonce, like the idea of Beyonce, but she is also a person. So it's been interesting seeing all these debates happening. Feels like there's been a lot just happening in general, like momentum stirring within the music community, like as of late. And we talked about like another huge thing that happened last week with the what's been going on with New York Phil and updates from that situation. If you haven't listened to that episode where he talked about the situation with French Hornets, Kara Kaiser, and what happened with in her tenure review process at the New York Phil and all the scandal that came out of that, sexual harassment and otherwise that have come from the situation. Please go back and see that and look at the articles there if you want more information. But first of all, updates in the sense that those two musicians are no longer playing. They're like on, I think they're just removed from rehearsals and performances for the time being. The CEO of New York Phil has released a statement saying that they are opening an investigation on what's happening right now. The new, what is it, the 802 president for their local union, like has like basically released a statement also being like, I have no idea how this was allowed to have. This is not the same president of the union who was there during the initial investigations, and this is a woman who like also has been through very similar things. So I am hopeful that it'll be a very different outcome that happens for this. And like I, first of all, hands out to Kara with all traction, good and negative, that I'm sure she is seeing on socials right now. That is so tough whenever you have opened yourself up and shared your story, and now any person is just aware, you know, of what has happened to you and like the vulnerability that comes with that. Also, but she used her voice and her platform to highlight something that has occurred so often and still occurring like within our field. But something I'm also noticing kind of going in tandem with as more traction happens with the article and the story, there are some other people who are trying to use the momentum of this situation to gain traction themselves. Like there's a difference between seeing a story that you really resonate with and you're like, this is a very similar story to that what happened to me, but it is very clear what happened in the situation with the New York Phil and Kara. And some people are trying to use this as a way to justify their own actions that happened during time periods of their life where they're saying, oh, it was this, but in reality, it was actually something else. This is something that happens all the time. Anytime there's a big story where there's like a huge case that happens, a lot of people try to jump on that for good and for bad. The good is that we're hearing more stories about certain groups and people and things that are being brought to the surface that we absolutely need to know about. On the other hand, there are people who are trying to mislabel their own situations in order to align with what's going on here, and that is not the same thing. There's so many, that's what's so weird. There's so much gray area within these kinds of conversations, and sometimes it's really hard to like understand when someone starts, especially when you start using buzzwords and really, you know, like stalking, harassment, allegation. Like there are certain things people know as soon as they use it on social media, people are like, oh, this happened. So what I would say within this is to be mindful of first you, how you are speaking to your situation and relativity to someone else's, because we know, and we are, it's a currently ongoing situation, what's happening with New York Phil. And so for anyone to try to align themselves or align their own perspective or view or like situation experience with what's happening there, you know what that means. You know how people will see that. They're going to see it at the same level. And if you do that, with a situation that is not nearly at the same level as that, it can cause a lot of misinformation to start spreading, a lot of confusion to start spreading. And also, it takes away from what the point actually is, which is my biggest issue with it. We need to have a concentrated effort on what's happening right now with New York Phil, because what's going to happen there is going to affect what we're going to see everywhere else in the field on this matter. So if you're trying to dilute it by trying to, leech onto what's happening when it is nowhere near actually what this case actually was, you're taking like that attention away from something that really, really needs it. And people who have been waiting over a decade to get justice for something that was completely out of their control. You know what I mean? And so it's really hard when there are situations like this and everyone wants to like jump on and get their, get their justice. And but you have to understand all the layers of nuance and understand how you, with one word on social media, and by saying, I feel like this is exactly what happened to me, how that can affect other people and other people's lives. And just be aware. Just be aware.
Yeah, I think sometimes some people they will just latch on. And what is really kind of just a terrible thing is that you're latching on to trauma, to something that's bad. And of course, you're doing it because maybe you think that it is of the same accord, but it's actually not. And I'm not talking about the people that actually have, gone through these situations. Like, no, you are the exactly why it is good to speak your story because you are giving it some momentum for others to also speak their stories, especially when it is something bad, but no matter what, there is always going to be some people who, unfortunately, like in my head, I just don't know why. Like whenever we're having like a social movement or something like that, and we're always trying to gain the good publicity, but then there'll be somebody in that community who does something just crazy. But unfortunately, the way society works is, upsie, I told you they're really not doing this for the right thing, or I told you they were lying and blah blah blah. And it's like, oh, and that's just what our society is. Like, society is always looking to disprove a momentum or a movement or anything like that. So I'm always like, let's not give the naysayers any type of venom to take away. So that's why, like, for me, when I'm thinking about something, even sometimes, like, I don't agree with some things, but I'm not going to take away from the momentum that is going for such a really good cause, or cause in general. Now, I could say that I have a different, I guess, relationship with whatever the situation is, but that's my situation. But I'm not about to be like, well, I personally felt this way and I don't agree, da 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 da. That's not helping anybody at any moment. So I think it'd be very dangerous, to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like there's some moments in life where I just ask, like, why can't we be good people? Where along the process did you go through all this school and life experiences and just decided not to just be good people? And we have to remind ourselves sometimes, especially like when you reach something like the New York Phil in our profession, you're getting paid oodles of money to just play your instrument. You start thinking like you're above something. And I was having a conversation recently where like pretty much what we were talking about things. And at the end of it, I just like reminded myself, and I have to remind myself sometimes, take your craft seriously. Don't take yourself so seriously. Just like be a person. Just be chill. Like, yeah, you can play in the New York Phil, the Met. You could be a top freelancer in your city and life is good and things are nice. But like, if you let that go to your head, you start acting less like the person you would like to become, and you start acting like an ego maniac. And that's how these things happen, where you think you're above everybody else and you're above like the law. I hate saying that though. I feel like we're in a bad drama.
Hey, I said sadness, betrayal, heartbreak at the beginning.
All right, that's given.
No, like it's stay human, I think is the biggest point of this. And I think that kind of wraps what we were just kind of talking about, you know, being a student within this time frame, you'll have a lot of challenges, all these exams going on, the idea of humanness with, you know, Beyoncé, her journey. A lot of this is just stay human. Like center humanity, center who your own humanity, other people's humanity. When you're pissed at the end of the day and you're like someone's driving, you never know what people are going through. It's really hard in those moments to want to see from someone else's perspective, but just take a moment, breathe, push it out, and just think, is this really the worst thing ever? Is it the end of the world? World life goes on, move on in terms of like, you know, those smaller things. And you are someone who unfortunately step big in the britches, and you have not been connected to your humanity long enough to understand how, you know, your own actions affect other people. This what's happening with New York Phil, you can see this. You can see it in plain sight how much that egotistical mindset can affect so many people. How not looking at other people as humans, how that can really affect someone from to their core and everything about them. This is a case on humanities right now, and humility and ego and everything. It's all being tied up here. So stay human. Stay human. And with that, enjoy the rest of your week. We hope it's beautiful. Hope you make great memories, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.